It was another packed room at the Pahoa High Cafeteria as residents met to hear the latest updates on the lava flow. The Thursday night meetings have been ongoing for months, ever since the lava started creeping towards the town in late June. Officials from Civil Defense, HELCO, USGS, and other agencies were on hand to discuss how the city is preparing.
It will change things, absolutely. Yeah.
Nicole and Clyde Robinson are residents in Lower Puna. They said while their house is not in the direct path of the lava, other factors remain a concern.
We've succumbed to the idea that we're going to be cut off, and so our 33-minute drive to Hilo is going to be a 2.5-hour drive.
The Robinsons say they've gone to almost all the Thursday community meetings since the beginning of September. Nicole says she values the updates, especially in an area that's seen its share of natural disasters in recent months. Before the threat of lava, the Robinsons were hit hard by Hurricane Cell and lost power for over a week.
We've only missed a couple.
Yeah.
Two or three. We've gone almost all the time. And we do... You know, we come out of it feeling a little shaken. Sometimes we say, oh, gee, I don't know if I want to go to another one of those again. But, you know, the information's there, so you do go.
Other residents, like Diane from Nunavale, enjoy the sense of community at the weekly updates.
I feel good coming to the meetings because everybody's here. And yeah. Everybody's on the same page about what's happening. They keep us informed. They're doing a great job. So I feel good coming to the meetings.
Yeah. You just get it. Better sense of the community and how we are sticking together. You know, people you don't know, you know. It feels good.
What would Puna be without Pahoa?
I know. Lost.
Totally different.
Lost.
Her neighbor, Ananda Maya, doesn't plan to wait and see where the lava flows. She's already decided to leave and move up to Hilo. The thought of being cut off prompted her to start packing.
Yeah, so it's interesting the people that are staying and that they're going. There's a lot of people that left and a lot of people are staying.
Most of the longtime residents, they're staying. They're just sticking it out. They've seen this before. It's, you know, it is what it is.
That sentiment is true for Lloyd Enriquez and Betty DiQuito, longtime residents of Pahoa.
She lives right there by the school also. We're not leaving. This is where we're from. This is where we're from. You know, we're from Pahoa. Our parents been through this and they never left, so.
Actually, all of us who are from here don't want to leave. You know?
Yeah.
We live here all our lives.
Ikai Camarso, who's also lived in Pahoa his whole life, says no matter where the lava goes, he's staying.
We live with lava. We know the outcome of us living in this area being a high percentage of getting hit by lava. And, you know, all of us that is originally from here, we all help each other out, you know. That's the reason why we don't want to leave, is because we don't have no other place to go. And we all can count on each other for help, you know. So I don't want to move someplace and I can't, you know, and that kind of feeling is not there.
Molly Solomon for HPR News.